Dumb.
Cool.
Weird.
Podcast.
Hello, folks. This is Nick from the Dumb, Cool, Weird Podcast. Coming at you here with a new little video log. My captain's log. And we're going to talk to you today about apartments and how much it really does suck to rent. You know, I used to rent a house in North Carolina for about $800 a month. And now I'm renting an apartment that hasn't changed by any means. I don't have that much space. I got a nice view, though, but I'm paying almost $1,600 a month now because it just keeps going up 8% every year. How is someone supposed to keep up with that, you say? You're not. You're supposed to be homeless. Have any problems in that apartment? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it fucking sucks. If I don't see something that's physically broken in my apartment, I obviously don't report it. Well, what happens is when you get the bill and your water, for some reason, is $200 above what you usually pay, you find out that things might be broken in your apartment. Then when you ask the apartment complex people to work with you, they're just like, oh, well, go fuck yourself. That's your bill now. Well, my house had a leak in it, like I'm talking a pipe burst. That could have been a $500 bill, maybe a $1,000 bill. Landlord came in, shut that shit off, called the company that he uses to rent that house out. And what they did was they made sure I didn't have to pay that bill. This place, if something goes wrong and I don't know anything about it, they will fuck you in the ass. You know, here at the Dumb Cool Weird Podcast, getting fucked in the ass is not a weird thing for us, but it's weird when it's not consensual. You know, if you've been in a really shitty job and you feel like you've been fucked in the ass every day, it's completely fine. You know, you just go with it. You take an ass chewing here and there. You feel like you've been fisted by whatever company you work for. But when the place you live fucks you in the ass, it feels really personal. So my advice is, when the economy crashes, go and get yourself a nice house. Because when all that housing market crashes, you don't have to pay for these dumbass apartments, and you don't have to deal with this shit. Unless we keep going the way that we are, and eventually we get to the point where everything is rent, and now you have to just rent for the rest of your life, you can't own anything, and you're just going to have to be happy about it. That's my little thing here on my apartment situation. Hopefully I'll be out in about a year. But in the meantime, stay sexy, Atlanta.
If you want to check out more of our stuff, go to www.dumbcoolweird.com. You'll find our Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and Patreon link if you want to support us. Also, be sure to check out our merch store. And if you're interested in being on our podcast, you can find a link on our website so you can reach out to us and tell us if you want to talk to us about something that's really weird, dumb, or cool. We'd be glad to hear from you. Hope you'll stay tuned for the next weird-ass episodes we got. Thank you.